From NPR News, it's Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. Think of a Russian winter, and you might imagine snow and birch trees, something reminiscent of Dr. Zhivago's White Wonderland, perhaps. In real-life Moscow, however, things are not quite as pretty. It's mostly dirt and ice. Muscovites wage daily battles to stay clean and on their feet. NPR's Moscow correspondent Gregory Pfeiffer ventured onto the streets and filed this report.
Shops and restaurants line this upscale boulevard near the Kremlin, just like in any other major city. But look down, and there's no mistaking, you're in Moscow. Smack in front of a busy bus stop, a vast puddle of dark brown slush greets people getting off buses. Natalia Mihailina says it's nearly impossible to navigate any of Moscow's streets without trouble.
I slipped and fell just the other day and had to go straight home to change my clothes. The city authorities don't remove the ice. They just sprinkle some kind of dirt on top. It's filthy, and it ruins your shoes.
Turn off the main streets, and the narrow sidewalks are covered with hard-packed snow, something pensioner Sergei Georgievich says makes walking extremely difficult.
If it's icy, I try to stay inside, and it's icy a lot. The elderly like me have to judge every day whether going outside is worth it.
The city employs municipal workers, some of them elderly men and women, to chip away at the ice and snow. 56-year-old Yevgeny Konstantinovich says he's working to the bone for a miserly wage and even had to make his own shovel from wood.
It's very hard to keep up when it's snowing. It's not my fault the snow builds up. I'm only mortal. I can't be everywhere at once.
Muscovites say their city was cleaner in Soviet days. Today, Moscow's filth comes from polluting factories, dust from the city's many construction sites, and the bare dirt of poorly landscaped public spaces. But most of the city's air pollution comes from the thousands of cars cramming the streets. Moscow is a city of cars. They park all over sidewalks and zoom through pedestrian crossings, causing people to sprint for safety. But drivers have their own complaints. Wash your car and it will be coated with grime within minutes. Taxi driver Mikhail Lipatov says much of it comes from chemicals dumped by snow plows. He says they form a film on windscreens that's hard to wash off. The Moscow authorities deny they're at fault. Andrei Tsibin, the official in charge of the city's streets, blames car owners.
Dirty streets are unavoidable in any city. One thing we could do is enact stricter punishments for people driving dirty cars.
But city legislator Sergei Mitrohin, leader of the opposition Yabloko Party, says Moscow, one of the world's most expensive cities, simply spends too little on cleaning the streets and relies on dangerous chemicals to melt ice.
Whenever I'm in European cities, I'm always astounded by how clean they are and how Moscow's always dirty. My conclusion is that our city services simply don't know how to work properly.
Back on the street, Natalia Mihailina says she remembers pleasant winters in Moscow. The only way to experience them now, she says, is to head out to the countryside. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow. We'll be right back.